Hey, it's Mike from The Cut Music. Wanted to let you know that today's episode is being brought to you by Skillshare.com. Skillshare.com has thousands of courses, even masterclasses, on any topic that you can think of. And we're talking from professional to the creative. So if you got a passion, go check it out. Take one of their courses on film or audio production, music creation, painting, or jump over to the professional side and polish up your resume to make sure you impress on your next interview. And guess what? We got you covered. Head to the link in the description and be sure to enter promo code ANNUAL30AFF. Again, that is annual, the number 30, A as in alpha, F as in Frank. F as in Frank, and save yourself 30% on your annual subscription. Help support this channel. We really appreciate it. Now, let's get to the show. On this week's episode of The Cut.
Oh, fuck. Who was it? It was like Red Hot Chili Peppers or something like in the 90s or early 2000s. I'm like, oh, cool. This is good. Like, this is a good station. I like these artists. This station was labeled as oldies. And I almost ran my car off a cliff. I was like, I can't live this day.
What in the fuck? It's just oldies?
No. Just yeah. Oldies.
I mean, that doesn't even make any fucking sense. Like, what are they replacing the oldie station with?
Deceased. I don't know. I don't know what you call it.
Hello and welcome to The Cut Music. We are your hosts, Mike and...
The Moosh
and Brad.
It's me, Brad.
It's Brad. Yes, welcome to The Cut Music, everybody, where we start every episode off with a question and build a unique playlist based off that question. And, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Cut Music 1. And for everything else, thecutmusic.com. And today's question, we are doing... folk music?
Folk.
Folky. Mm-hmm. We're calling all bards.
Toss a coin to your witcher.
Exactly.
So I did some research and into what folk actually is, and I
did the same thing.
Yes.
And I didn't understand anything that was said.
I understood one thing.
Okay.
All right. And that is that it's not just about a vocalist and a guitar or a vocalist and piano. It's for the people.
The people.
Yes. Okay. So it sounds like,
yeah, we like both a Volkswagen, the people's vehicle.
Yeah. And it's a good time of year to do some sort of folk episode.
Folk,
right?
Yeah, you can.
Fuck yeah, we can. The Falkland Islands.
The Falkland.
Hey, Professor, which Falkland Islands?
This Falkland Island. Who did that?
Oh shit! Wasn't it the same guy that did like the Little Miss Tuffet sat on a
no? That's Muffet, Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh yeah, is that not the same guy?
No. Andrew Dice Clay, yeah. Is three blind mice. We'll see how they run. The fuck they going? So anyway, we've digressed.
Sidetracked already.
Yes, we digress. That's what we do. But anyway, so folk music can be a lot of different things, as long as it's music for the people. So, like, I guess, like, Rage Against the Machine could be considered folk music. But it's not, you know, it's kind of like when Brad and I, back when we did the new metal episode a few months ago, it's sort of like you wouldn't call Rage that, but you know it when you hear it. Like Bob Dylan. But Bob Dylan is actually not on our list today.
Yeah, we all chose the Bob Dylan song. We're like, okay, well, somebody has to change.
Yeah.
So we all did.
It was a Peter Griffin. Well, one of us has to change.
You know, exactly. But we need to highlight some other folk artists, like modern.
Folk, yeah.
Folk, yeah, we do. And I mean, that could be a ton of different things. I mean, like, folk, it's a very wide encompassing genre, right?
I think we talked about this before, about like rock music and how it's just such a broad term. We talked about it on the Von Bolt episode, talking about like rock music and how it's such a broad term. Everybody is considered rock and roll, even though it's not really like the idea of rock and roll. And the same thing with like folk music. There's not like a, I feel like when you think folk music, you think of a person with a guitar and a microphone and stop. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not necessarily singer-songwriter, but...
Like, you know, the Don McLean.
Oh, totally.
Right?
But, oh, yeah, yeah.
But, and that is, that's what I think of when I think of folk music, but it's like we said on our new metal episode, you kind of know it when you hear it.
Yep.
Because, I mean, technically, by definition, NWA could be that. I mean, they call themselves reporters, journalists, but you would never confuse that with...
If you're looking up folk in the dictionary, NWA is not going to be there.
No.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to end up on there.
Yeah, no. Definitely not. But as, you know when you hear it. And Moosh, you're going first today. What do we got?
So for folk, I listened to a lot of music this week. Falkland Islands. I got that accent in my head now. I listened to a lot of music. And, of course, I chose a bunch of artists that was like, oh, yeah, this is folk music. And then I had to make the cut. Ha-ha, there it is. One artist that always stuck out when I think folk music is The Tallest Man on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the same essence to every single one of his songs. They all sound not the same, but you know it's him when you hear him. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The guy's name, The Tallest Man on Earth, his name is Christian Mattsson. He's from Sweden.
Sweden.
And he has a very unique voice, a very unique kind of play style. Again, kind of solo guitar in front of a microphone. He's identified as folk and indie folk. And the song I chose is The Gardener. And I absolutely love this track. This is The Gardener by The Tallest Man on Earth. Nothing about a song about a serial killer to kick off the episode.
Dude, was this written for that creepy-ass show, You?
A little bit. It feels like it, right?
It's got
I mean, this
vibe.
Song came out way before You did, I think. The song came out in 2008. I don't know when You first aired on Netflix, but...
I want to say You came out like 6 or 7 years ago at most. But I mean, just so we're clear, this guy is talking about murdering the suitors of this.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So
just to make sure.
So he basically the protagonist of this story.
I don't know if you can call him the protagonist.
Is winning the heart of his the lady he likes. So the person he likes, he's a babe that he is fond of.
Babe.
And the babe. And any man that comes in between them, he kills them, buries them in his garden.
Yeesh.
And I think there was 3 men that he murdered and put in his garden. And then they're pushing up daisies and growing his jasmine.
Jesus.
And he finds it soothing.
I suppose, among soothing himself with other things. But, you know, serial killers, they need love too, right?
We all watched Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, we all watched Dahmer. Dahmer was a great show. Dahmer was fucking awesome. Yeah. Dude, but like Evan Peters from American Horror Story and Brian Murphy, like...
Oh, yeah, that show was so good.
Fuck yeah, dude. But like where this is really... With this, why this song is really reminding me of Dahmer is like when he's trying to be nice to his neighbor in that scene and he just brings like a fucking meat sandwich and he just like puts it on the table and he goes, eat it. Like this is kind of the same fucking thing, right? Like he's using the roses.
Here's a flower. Smell right. It. Isn't it pretty?
Smell it. Ew.
I love my folk music to sound just raw. Like there was one microphone like in meat. A room, and he just yelled at it and sang towards the microphone. Like it just sounded so raw, and I feel like. And I think I have some songs that are very produced that were, you know, recorded in studios, and that's fine. There's nothing against those. But when I think, like, the first thing I think of when I think of folk music is just, like I said, calling all bards. Like, just somebody who's going to tell a story in a poetic fashion, and it's just raw and soulful and filled with, you know, I don't know, soul and grit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, and it's about the storytelling, and you're right, like, this was very raw, because he even let the track continue recording, and you could hear him get up.
Yeah.
Probably to go back to the garden. Yeah, to go back out and tend the garden. But
find
like,
his hoe.
Yeah, it makes me think of fucking Tiptoe.
Oh, no.
No, oh, is that
Tiny Tim?
Yeah, Tiny Tim.
He should have sang that.
I cannot go that high. That man is,
yeah,
he is ungodly. But speaking of ungodly voices, I wanted to put White Buffalo on this list, and I had him, but I took him off.
Ah,
yeah,
almost had him.
Almost. But
I thought you would. Well, I was really waiting for it.
We just had him on like 2 weeks ago.
Dude,
or
can we real quick before you play this next track?
Uh-huh.
White Buffalo, I saw a while back, long time ago, and there was another folk artist that didn't make the cut that I rediscovered after, I don't know, fucking 10 years, 11 years, and his name is Lee Cook. And back in 2021, Lee Cook opened for White Buffalo out in Ojai, California.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was all over Instagram, and I used to go see Lee Cook at Zoe's Cafe.
Oh, fuck no.
Back downtown yeah. Ventura.
Downtown Ventura.
So it was like I saw Lee Cook on here, and I was like, oh, I want to put him on the list, but I was like, not quite. And then I saw that he went on tour with, or not on tour, but played a show with White Buffalo, and I was like, oh, White Buffalo's another great artist. I was like, ah, there's so many, man. Like, I haven't been this distraught about an episode in a while. Remember back in like the early days of the show when I was just like,
oh,
I got
yeah.
papers everywhere, and I was like just panicking because I couldn't make the cut. Like, I got better at it.
Fucking stickies.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's so many great folk artists out there, and they all deserve a place on the list.
Yeah.
But you got to make the cut, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, don't get me wrong. We're not playing Dylan or Don McLean because they are pretty famous, but I would play White Buffalo. He would have made my cut, but I just played him last week, and I think I played the Whistler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God. If you guys didn't listen to The Road Trip, go back and listen to White Buffalo.
That was a good song.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, especially when he gets gruff. But speaking of gruff, I found some others that I do enjoy. And Sean James, I don't know anything about this guy. This song is called Through the Valley, and I love the tone. Let's take a listen, and then we'll talk about it. Again, this is Sean James, Through the Valley, off of the Shadows album. Yes.
Hello, stank face.
Right.
It's been a week. Holy shit.
God damn,
okay.
Dude.
I know. When you said Sean James,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I know that name.
Yeah, it sounded familiar. It's
and when he
name,
started
though.
Singing, I was like, I know this song. And it took me a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Hold
I figured
up,
it out.
Wait a minute.
The Last of Us Part 2, the trailer,
mm-hmm.
Before The Last of Us Part 2 even dropped, there was a trailer of Ellie, and she's, you know, grown, and she's got an acoustic guitar, and she's just bloodied, and knuckles are bruised, and she's shaking, and she kind of, like, stretches out her knuckles, and she goes, okay, and she has an acoustic guitar in her hand, and she starts singing this song.
Right.
Oh, my God. Dude, I got, mad goosebumps. I've got some crazy
goosebumps.
Yeah, Ashley Johnson, who is the voice actor or actress for Ellie mm-hmm. in The Last of Us, sings this song, and it's, oh man, I'm so glad you chose this song. I forgot about this song.
Yeah, and I'm not recalling the, like, I remember the trailer, and I could visually see what you're describing. I mean, it was probably 2018, 2019 when those trailers were out, but like I don't recall this song. I remember Take yeah. on Me.
Well, like Take on Me wasn't a trailer or anything. It was like in the game.
Yeah, and I recall that.
Yeah,
but not like in the not in the trailer. I don't remember this song at all, but Peaky Blinders. You guys watch?
Oh, fuck yeah, I have.
Peaky fucking Blinders.
The Peaky fucking Blinders. Have you watched this movie? I'm telling you, you should.
Oh, you can go fuck yourself. I introduced you to that show. Thank you.
Well,
I want to say
we told him years ago to do it.
With the razor blades?
I don't own any of those hats.
I tell you what I would like in my life, and that is Tom
fucking hard, dude. Jesus Christ.
Stomp on my chest, you heavy steed.
Sit on my face, you rabid dog. Dude, his fucking character, Alfie Solomon. Fuck, dude.
Oh, pull the heart from my chest through my throat, Tom Hardy.
Jesus. Oh, my. Jesus. God damn.
Wowie.
Yeah, a little bit. Jesus. Dude, he's, oh, my God. Every fucking scene that he is in, like, it's just too much. But, so, a little bit about the show, because I really did, for the two of my three songs, choose things that put me in that time, which is like the 19-teens.
1920s, but yeah, go ahead.
19-teens. It goes into the 20s, but it begins in the 19-teens, and I'm kind of early on in the show.
It was 1920s. It was post-World War One.
World War One ended in 1918, so you wouldn't...
I'm telling you
that 1918
fucking
is...
Fucking looking it up, bud.
Okay, you fucking look it up. You know what the funny part is, Moosh? I don't need to look it up. I'm telling you right now, World War One ended in 1918. And yes, this show does take place in the 20s, but where I'm at, it starts off in the 19-teens, and 18 is not 20. What?
So...
What?
Right. It starts in 1919.
Which is 18.
You said 19-teens.
Yes.
I said 1920s. It's obviously longer than a year. The show takes place over several years.
Yes, I know. We're getting off topic. God damn it.
I'm going to fuck you up.
I'm going to fuck you up, you son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Squabbling with me over a few years. Anyway, the way I chose my shit was based off of things that are going to put me in that time. And I think we can both agree that whether it was 1911 or 1929, the landscape and feel didn't change a whole fucking lot until the stock market crashed. But
yeah,
but
it resonated
with me because of the show that I'm watching, and I fucking love it.
Absolutely.
Dude.
Yeah.
There's something about just transporting it. Like, you got the cobblestone streets, and like the cinematography of that show is gorgeous.
Yep.
God damn.
Yeah, the song for Peaky Blinders is Red Right Hand.
Yeah, Nick Cave.
Yeah. The Bad Seeds. Yeah, fuck, that song.
Terrible Seeds.
Yeah, same vibe.
I always
same
think of Dumb and
for
Dumber
sure.
for that song. I think it's Dumb and Dumber that has that song.
Wait.
Red Right Hand?
Really?
Yeah. When he walks into the bar when he's got the cowboy outfit on?
I know the scene.
Huh. Is it?
We put a man on the moon? I'll be damned.
No way. We landed on the moon.
Oh, yes.
But no, I don't remember this song in that movie. I remember a few.
I could have swore it was. Hey. It's a Jim Carrey movie somewhere. I know it.
Well, I mean, that.
And I want to say it's Dumb and Dumber. And I want to say it's when he walks in the bar with that ridiculous jean jacket and big ass cowboy hat.
Yes, and he's sitting with that woman at the bar, and he's like, I don't care.
Right before that part.
That's one of my favorite lines in the movie. I don't know. I don't remember that track.
Yeah. No,
you got something?
So I went to YouTube, and I looked up Red Right Hand, and Dumb and Dumber did pop up. And
holy
yeah,
shit.
Fucking, it's there.
Yes.
The song's there. They got the giant fucking cowboy hat that's way too fucking large. Yeah.
I fucking love that, man.
Good on you.
Yeah.
That was erased from my memory, I guess. Too.
Well, but welcome back.
It's your turn, Brad. What do you got?
Well, I don't have any gruff on here.
That's all right.
Is it?
But I soften it up.
Let's do Lost Dog Street Band. I love Benjamin Todd's solo stuff, and I really love the band with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
They kick
Who's
ass.
Benjamin Todd.
Yeah,
why do I know that name?
Folk. Dark Country, I guess.
Ooh.
Dark Country?
Yeah. So I went more like American folk for mine, with like bluegrass and country and not all country, not stadium country. But
no, definitely not. I mean, maybe we're talking about some Josh Turner, some maybe lock them doors and turn the lights down low. Maybe lock them door and turn the lights down low.
It's crazy that neither of you guys can even hit that deep that he does.
Go fuck yourself. What the fuck?
I don't remember what key it's in, but I'll try again.
Dude, it's actually higher than I think what I was doing.
baby lock.
Nope. Almost. Almost.
No. This motherfucker trying to act like he's got ears and shit. Fucking Rick Rubin over here. Fuck it. How dare you, sir?
What do you mean wannabe? I'm waiting for my invite to help him with his work.
Rick, you're waiting for an invite from Rick
Rubin?
Yeah. He needs my help. All right, we'll take that silence as a confirmation.
What? I missed it. What did we miss?
We were taking a moment of silence as Brad thinks Rick Rubin could use his help for some reason. Why aren't you paying attention?
Right.
Yeah.
I was busy.
Baby, lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
No.
Dude, that's the exact fucking key. I'm playing along to Josh Turner right now.
His ears are better, Moosh. His ears are better.
Goddamn, karaoke that shit.
Yeah, but for all of our musical practice, like Brad's ears are on a different level for some fucking reason.
All right, we got off track real fast.
Yeah, we fucking did. All right, Bradley, what the hell is this dark country shit?
It's September Doves by the Lost Dog Street Band off the Rage and Tragedy album. Mm-hmm. Such a good song.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, I've never heard this band before. I've never heard the song before. I think of all the songs you've brought onto the show,
yeah,
this one is my favorite.
Really?
Wow.
Of all the songs that you've brought onto the show.
That you've never heard.
That I've never heard. Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say, because Hall & Oates.
Oh,
right, yeah. All the songs that I've never heard before that you have introduced to me and our audience. This one is my favorite thus far.
Yeah, his solo stuff.
I was really blown away.
Is real dark, real sad, real.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed the lyrics.
It's kind of fucked
real,
up.
Real.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, it's definitely.
It gets real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, like, he touches on substance abuse and stuff, and it, in a way that, like, if you've ever experienced anything like that, it's.
Mm-hmm.
A little more personal, and you don't feel like, I mean, you get those music where they talk about it, but it feels like he's really speaking about it.
Yeah.
Now I
had a hard time with it a little bit. It was great, but
why?
Because it kind of sounded like Rob Thomas.
Now, I'm not saying we could square dance to this. That wasn't the vibe I got at all.
Oh no, you could have jugged to this.
Jugged. Definitely.
There was just something that made me think of, like, well, she said it's cold outside and she hands me a raincoat. There's something about the way he and Thomas, like, pronounce their vowels.
There's
just something very similar about that. And it just, you know, for as heavy as the song as it was, and it did a great job being heavy, there's just something about it that made me kind of smirk a little bit at times when I heard it. But I mean, overall, I mean, I wouldn't say, Brad, that this is my favorite song you've ever played. That's probably Bloodbath. But I mean, it's
Jeez Louise.
It was really good. But I'm like, where is this guy from?
I think he's.
Because Thomas is from Florida.
I want to say he's from West Virginia, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. I guess I hear that a little bit.
I mean, they don't even have a wiki. They got a website, but it's talking about how many times they've quit the band and then started it again.
Important information, nonetheless, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, other than the Rob Thomas shit, like, and the rest of their stuff, what I really did enjoy about this song musically was... And, Moosh, maybe you can help me out with this, because, like, the vocal melody, I don't know... It's only in the verses. It's not in the chorus, but in the verses, he does this, like, ooh. And I don't know where, I don't know what note that falls on. It doesn't sound like the third or the fifth. Maybe it's the fucking seventh on the octave lower. I have no idea, but like that, ooh. Like, I love the way that ended. It was,
you know, what's
fucking
funny,
what
is, I would love to, like, participate and tell you what I think it was, but for the first time I was captivated by the lyrics.
What?
Yeah, no, for like a lot of
there
folk
you go,
music,
Brad.
I don't.
It's the first fucking time Moosh has ever paid attention to fucking lyrics in his life.
He's from Tennessee, so all right, I was wrong.
Close enough.
All right, well, either way.
Yeah.
I liked the tone of his voice, but I really, you know, we brought the lyrics up because folk music, again, is a lot about storytelling. It's a lot about the lyrics and the message and the story that they're telling. And so reading the lyrics, I was like, oh, I'm reading the lyrics. And I didn't listen so much. I mean, the production and the guitar and the slide guitar was great. And the violin, you know, was awesome. I enjoyed those instruments. I heard them. Recognize him. I see you. I loved it. But a lot of the time listening to the song, this is the first time I've heard it. The most of my time spent whilst listening was to the lyrics and his voice.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you guys tried to tear it down earlier.
Wow. Of course we did. Moose, I find it so fucking weird. You can pay attention to everything, but not lyrics.
Never, dude. That's literally the last thing. I think Jack Black has gone on television saying like, oh, I'm terrible at lyrics. All I hear is melodies. I'm like, oh my God, Jack Black, me too. Like he was on the Graham Norton show and he was just like with
Graham Norton.
Oh my God, the piano player. Huh?
Billy Joel?
No. The piano player, famous older 70s, 80s pop piano.
Elton John?
Elton John, yes.
Yeah.
Are you
yes.
fucking kidding
Elton John.
Me?
He's on the show Jeez. With Elton John, and he's like, oh, man, I love this song you did. Then it goes like, beedle beep, burp, deep, bam, bam. And it's just Jack Black making noises. And Elton John's like, looks at the camera, and he's like, I don't, what is happening?
Dude, that was. I know what Jack Black sounds like when he's doing that, and that was a spot on fucking impression.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't even trying.
Yeah, you should work. He does a lot of that, like shit. Like I can't fucking do it. You did it. You did
Jack
it.
Black, man.
Damn near perfect.
So great.
Yeah. So what I don't understand, Moosh, is like, I mean, why do you in hip hop not mix? Well, I guess it's because you don't listen to the fucking lyrics. But I mean,
probably. But I mean, if there was less of a cool beat in hip hop and more lyrics, I'd listen to hip hop more.
Yeah.
What, I get captivated there is more by lyrics.
Yeah.
No. I'm just saying that like, I get captivated by the beat. I'm like, oh, that's a cool beat. And then it just repeats for 3.5 minutes. I'm like, okay.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Dude. Yeah. I mean, it is poetry to its core.
No, I do not discount that. I totally agree with you. I've heard some great lyrics. Our deep dive into Kendrick Lamar was fantastic. I loved that episode.
Yeah, it was.
That was fantastic.
That's an unfair one, though, because his lyrics are pretty much the best.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go way further back to like the 80s and 90s to get somebody whose lyrics match. Other people
I just
are
don't,
clever.
I don't listen to hip hop on like my daily commute or anything like that, you know? I don't even really listen to folk music unless... like a couple episodes ago, we did Road Trip.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what.
No, Road Trip's coming up.
Is it? I don't know. We never record these in order.
We did Road Trip, and like I absolutely loved, like, when I'm on a road trip somewhere, I listen to a lot of folk music and acoustic music and that kind of genre.
I gotta say, like, it's not new folk music, which our playlist, which is doing great so far, I'm loving it, is made up of that. And I will be listening to more of this because my folk has not really been this type of music before, but I'm loving
right,
it.
Right.
Dude, every time I listen to folk music, it's like 60s, maybe some 70s. It's old music, like not new shit.
Yes, old folk.
Yes.
Dude.
What?
Speaking of old folks, I didn't, like, my phone had died whilst driving, and I don't know if you've ever been stuck in a car without your phone or Spotify or anything.
Snapping
in
the wind.
Yeah.
I had to tune into fucking FM radio, like some sort of, like,
gross.
Archaeon ancient, you know, civilization, and Oh, man.
You're on the line with Booger and the Grand.
Dude, it's like it's mid-afternoon on a fucking Sunday, and there's nothing on the radio on a Sunday.
Yeah, who wants to listen to some fucking idiots talk about music? I mean, that's just...
right. That without, idea will I mean, never we're work. Not on FM. I wish we were. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm driving along without fucking music, and I go, okay, FM stations, what do we got? I'm just kind of like channeling through FM stations, and I find one. I was like, okay, this is they're playing Queen. Great. Queen's awesome. And then the next song comes on, and it's oh fuck, who was it? It was like Red Hot Chili Peppers or something like in the 90s or early 2000s. I'm like, oh cool, this is good. Like, this is a good station. I like these artists. The station was labeled as oldies. And I almost ran my car off a cliff. I was like, I can't live this day.
What? What in the fuck? Just oldies?
No. Just yeah. Oldies.
I mean, that doesn't even make any fucking sense. Like, what are they replacing the oldie station with?
Deceased. I don't know. I don't know what you call it.
They're olders.
The ancestral olders. Music. Ancestral music.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Fucking
I kind of forgot FM radio existed.
Man. Dude, so did I until
I've
I was
had
stranded.
Spotify or some sort of music service in my vehicle for so fucking long.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I've had it 2015, I think.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I don't even know this radio station's here.
there's a few.
Outside of FM radio, I used to have XM radio and I listened to it all the time and that was fantastic. One artist I discovered from XM Radio is an artist that goes by Camp, C-A-A-M-P. And this is the one song that drew me into him. And I've loved everything else by him. And I listened to him. He's on my like road trip playlist. He's on a steady rotation in my daily life. The song is By and By. And this just has a fucking vibe to it that I absolutely. By and by Camp out of Upper Arlington, Ohio. That song came out in 2019. And I fucking love it, dude.
I love a good banjo.
Oh, God, yeah. I want a banjo so bad.
No, you got to appreciate the banjo. Banjo's a nice touch.
Always the banjo.
Yeah, always the banjo.
It's always the banjo.
Always the banjo, bud. One thing I liked about it reminded me of another band, the Old Crow Medicine Machine.
Old Crow, I'm not familiar.
Yeah, everybody's heard their big song. It's the big song they're known for is Wagon Wheel, which is actually
I know that song.
I don't know that song.
Yes, you do, dude. I used to play it in my cover band down in Ventura. Like, it
was... I never went to your gigs.
Oh my god,
never listened.
Well,
yeah, I didn't know.
All right, well, fair enough. It's you would know it. You would certainly know it if you heard it. But it's a good song. It reminded me of that. Probably because of the band.
It's not familiar to me. I mean, maybe if I heard the actual song, maybe. But I don't. It doesn't.
Oh, you'd know
ring
it
a bell.
Yeah. Once you hear it.
Probably.
Yeah. Maybe. Either way, I enjoyed it. I mean, that song Wagon Wheel has a banjo. Like I said, it was Bob Dylan is actually credited with being a lyricist.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. That's a long story, but I really did love the banjo, but I love this playlist, right? This playlist is banging, like to a point
it's
didn't think
good.
It would, right?
This is cooking.
Yeah, we didn't do it a few weeks ago. We did Road Trip last week.
That's right.
Yes, yes, yes. And I, you know, with it still being the holidays, I expect people to still be like, out on the road, driving around. We got Christmas up. So I feel like this is a great time to do Road Trip last week, folk music this week, because most people don't travel by boats anymore, but if you got to travel by boat or plane, train, automobile, this is the playlist for you.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Or leaf watching.
What?
You know what?
That's a good.
No, hold on, Brad. Leaf what? What the fuck is that?
You know, on like the places Where leaves fall off
Brad,
trees for autumn.
Brad, you have to remember that Mike is from Southern California. They have one season
I'm not
a year.
From Southern.
Yeah.
You and I are cultured. We have four seasons, God. You know, Colorado, Oregon.
Yeah,
we actually get
real-
to see orange and yellow leaves.
Hey, I fall, damn it.
Yeah, I'm not. It's fine. You can fall down all you want. Just make sure you get back up again.
I see leaves turning colors for a few weeks, and then it's fucking cold. And then everything
he doesn't
dies.
Have enough time. He doesn't have enough time to watch the leaves.
Yeah,
they're gone.
It happens
already.
Overnight when we're sleeping.
Oh, for fuck's yeah. sake.
Just like
Who
Santa Claus.
Well, no, wait. That's what I'm asking you. You said. Brad, you said fucking leaf watching. Who the hell watches leaves fall?
I don't know. Old people stuff.
Hey.
Or what? People
Wait,
who
shit.
Wear Uggs and old vest.
Fuck,
and
I'm
drink
old.
Pumpkin spice. Yeah,
God damn it. Will you quit describing me? Okay, I wake up
pumpkin
every
spice,
morning
man.
And watch the leaves fall from my balcony.
Wait, hold on. Is this fucking white girl's Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Shit, am I a white woman?
Yes, you are.
God damn it.
We all are deep down. We all are.
Deep down. We have that.
I don't know. I love listening to this shit when I'm fishing.
When do you
this
fish?
This is what I
oh,
listen
yeah.
to while
Funk
I'm fishing.
Music's good fishing music.
This fucking guy. It is great fishing
yeah.
music. Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay, that we can all agree on.
We all agree. Folk no. music is great for many things, including fishing and leaf watching.
Leafing?
Leaf leafing.
Watching.
Leafing, leaf, whatever.
I'm just an autumn girl, you know?
Oh, fuck. I do love that song. That is a great song. We played it on a comedy episode.
Well, I was thinking... I mean, like, I wasn't thinking of that song, but it does fit it. I was thinking of, like, the does. Women that dress like Han Solo, but, like...
Huh? What the fuck?
You've never seen them? You know, the white chicks are wearing, like, a turtleneck, and then they got the, like, North Face puffy vest on.
No.
And then the big, long boots... And they, like, probably run a Sunday school.
Dude, every fucking week is with this shit. I don't know what you're fucking talking about, dude. You're going to have to be a little more specific.
I just described the shit out of it. What do you mean more descriptive?
I said specific, but I have no fucking clue, dude.
Oh, my God.
Han Solo, Star Wars.
Yeah, you know, Han Solo, the boots and vest.
We all know who Han
best.
Solo is,
right.
but, like...
But what the fuck?
Women who dress like Han Solo.
Do they drive Subarus?
Yes.
Okay.
No, they drive the Millennium Falcon, obviously. Brad, I have no fucking clue, dude. Yeah, you're...
Ay, Dios mío.
Yeah.
Okay, when I think of Uggs, I think of the ranch.
Built
I'm gonna
Ford Tough. What?
Too bad you can't... I need you to look at my screen after the show, and then you'll understand.
Okay.
Oh boy!
All right, fair enough. It's hey, I mean, at least they're not dressing like Chewie, right? Okay. All right, I can't anymore, dude.
Oh golly, I can go for a coffee.
Oh me man, too. I'd kill a coffee right now.
Pumpkin spice, yeah, obviously.
Coffee sounds good.
Fucks,
I'm hungover as hell.
Always fucking. You know, you need. You need espresso, Brad. That's what you need to get. Or as you say, espresso.
Ew.
Espresso. It's
oh,
Nespresso.
Oh, now you know how to say it. Nespresso?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Nespresso.
Nespresso. Yeah. Dude, it's. Mm-hmm, I was at mm-hmm. a friend's house. This shit is pretty fancy. It comes out in this little like metal pod. It looks all like high tech and futuristic and shit.
Yeah. When you know when your coffee's ready because it goes...
It brought it back to Star Wars. That's Han Solo's Han Solo's fucking espresso maker. God damn, Moose. That's yeah, you hear that while it's like processing, but that's what it sounds like when it's done brewing and it starts pouring into the cup.
It's Java the Hut. Pizza the Hut.
Oh,
derailed. Holy shit. Brad, totally bring us back to a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, oh. It's his turn.
Oh.
Oh, my. Oh, man, we got lost.
As we do.
Yeah, this is kind of the way it goes. Anyway, all right, let's just jump into the next song. Hey, speaking of Dahmer, this next song is by Amigo the Devil, and it is off the Volume 1 album called Dahmer Does Hollywood.
Hell yes.
Amigo the Devil's the shit, dude. Like, I discovered him a couple years ago when Born Against first came out. That's his 2021 album.
Ah.
Dude, that album is so... It just battles with Christianity in a weird mm-hmm. way that is just mind-boggling and just, like, challenges your, like, I don't know, faith in a way. I don't know. It's up to interpretation, but I loved his like approach to that whole album.
Huh.
Yeah. It's dude, he's the shit.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. And he is what's called murder folk.
Yep.
Oh,
100%.
Oh fuck yeah. I mean, that's such a good fucking genre name, yeah. Right? And like that's what intrigued me about all of this when I was looking it up and I see like the murder folk thing. And one thing folk artists do have to have in common is a lot of them are fucking storytellers. And
yeah.
Oh, dude.
He has like an essence of Tom Waits in his music as
yeah.
well.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Yeah.
I hear that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Amigo the Devil. He was definitely on my list for tonight's episode, and I'm glad that you chose him because I was like, I got so many artists to choose.
Yeah. You and your fucking stickies. Yeah, I'm glad I came across him. I've never heard of him or Sean James. My final artist.
Mm.
Yeah, my final artist. I have. I played him for you a few times, but this guy, I just love the story side of it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
I wonder if there's a way to compile what, like, do you remember back when you could have, what was the thing before Spotify, but wasn't iTunes? It was like a radio, Pandora.
Pandora.
Mm.
There was Pandora and you could start a playlist so you could add songs and then it would like compile more songs for you.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you could do that with Spotify. I know you can like add songs to your playlist and it suggests songs for the playlist. But I wonder if there's just like a playlist radio where you can like, here's the songs that I chose to kind of.
Yeah, it has the suggestions that come up that you can build the radio station there. Plus the other radio ones.
Merge the two together.
They did. They came out with, is his name DJ?
Oh, no, I have used that once and I didn't like having this guy like. Oh, this was your pick. How was that? Was this good? And I was like, stop talking to me.
I haven't used it. I remember seeing something about it, but I never used it.
Oh, good heavens.
I think you had a different DJ than I did.
Yeah, I would kind of want to listen to him like that. And you, sir.
No, my DJ
yeah,
was
mine
just
sounded
like
Mike Epps. That's who my DJ was.
That sounds interesting.
Mike Epps.
You don't.
I have no idea who that is.
I fucking figured. Yeah, you've probably never seen... what was he in? He was on like the Upshaws most recently, next Friday, but...
Yeah.
Nope.
Top Flight Security, Craig.
Yeah. Friday after next as well. But, I mean, I don't give a shit who, which one of these AI DJs are working. I think we do a better playlist because this playlist is still fucking... This playlist is still banging.
Yeah. No, so far, all of these picks have been fantastic.
Yes, they have. And
this is a fun episode.
This has been a fun episode. And to make things funner or at least more confusing, during that last track, Brad did send us a photo of these Han Solo women that he was talking about. And I got to say that... there's proof. You know, he was right.
Oh, yeah. He sent us a very, like...
convincing without data.
Without a doubt. Like,
yeah.
All cases closed. Yeah. It's
hard evidence. We can't dispute it.
The candlestick. Yep.
These women are out there, and something needs to be done about it.
Yeah. There's the Han Solo women. What do you call them?
Han Solo women?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Just that simple, huh?
Leaf watchers.
Leaf watchers.
Leaf watchers.
Pumpkin spicers.
Pumpkin spicers.
Basic white bitch.
Yeah. Bubble baths.
Bubble baths.
Sunday school bubble teachers. A bubble bath.
I never use deodorant and I only take bubble baths. All right, let's get back on track here. Brad, where are we going?
It's my turn. You know what? I'm gonna put some twang into this.
Oh,
and we're gonna go Nick Shoulders. Okay. He's got a very twangy voice, but I love his lyrics and I love his music. Okay. This is Bound and Determined off the OK Crawdad. Love God. The twang.
God damn.
Yeah, that was...
That was so much fun.
Heavy twang.
I love that. And that's a guilt-free song to play in your car and try and do the twang yourself. I do it every time it comes on my playlist, and it's on almost every single one of my driving playlists.
Yeah, the twang was strong with that one. Jesus Christ. And it's almost like a... Was he like yodeling?
The yodeling.
Yeah.
He yodels.
Okay, all right. I wasn't sure if that was it.
It's so fun to sing along to in the car. This would have been on my driving playlist, but...
Dude, I would love to hear somebody doing that a cappella while trying to sing along with that shit. I don't know. I think that'd be hilarious. Dude,
he's from Arkansas, and he's, according to Wikipedia, very well known for like... criticizing fake twang and all the fake like country artists out there that fake the southern accent to get attention and be popular, and he's like, you're not from the south, you're from California,
a twang purist.
Like, dude, I definitely want to listen to more of this. Yeah,
I don't know if I'd say I'd listen to more of it. It was good for what it was.
Gotta have that twang.
Yes.
Just do yourself a favor, play it in your car and try and sing along. You'll have a blast.
100% will do.
You will
tomorrow.
Have a blast, and your work day will feel better once you've really gone after it, you know?
Dude, and like the album art for that song, he is rocking a mullet and a mustache.
It's Shrooman is what it is.
Okay, Crawdad. I see you.
Right?
I see. Oh shit. All right. Well, I'm next, right?
Yep.
Am I? Yes.
That's you.
Brilliant. I'm gonna go ahead and play me some City in Color, also known as Dallas Michael John Albert Green. That was one person.
Sultry.
Dallas Green, or also known as City in Color, used to be a singer, rhythm guitar player, songwriter for Alex is on Fire, hardcore band from the early 2000s, mid-2000s. He ended up leaving his post-punk, post-hardcore band and doing this acoustic folk thing. And I've always loved it. Ever since I first heard Dallas Green and fucking City in Color, it's always been something that's on a playlist of mine. The song I'm choosing is The Girl, and I have never felt so,
like a woman.
No. Yeah. No. Yes. No. Yes. Maybe a little bit. Only on the weekends. No, like I've never felt more like connected to a song. Like I feel like this song, I could have written this song. Not that I could have, but had I written it, it feels like it fits into my life in a way. You know, like when you really connect with a song and it feels like, oh, if I had written a song, it would be this song.
It feels like they put it in your words.
Exactly. Yeah. This is The Girl by City in Color. Yeah, that song didn't need to be 6 minutes. It could have been cut down, but you know what? I love the song nonetheless. It's one of my favorite songs ever.
Yeah, that was a long outro, like Radiohead-esque. Right.
I love the fact that like City in Color, Dallas Green, he is like when you see him, he's just covered head to toe in tattoos.
Love it.
And then he's out there singing folk music. And I love that imagery of like, I would love to see him live. I wish I had in the past.
It's awesome.
Have you seen him live?
Yeah, me and the wife saw him at Riot Fest in Denver, and
damn, I'm jealous. Yeah, I would love to see City in Color live.
You know, it was kind of Brad. It was a little odd listening to this song in a way.
Mm.
Well, I mean, not for a bad reason, but like, it's a song where it's kind of like about us to our wives, because like we're the dreamers in our relationship, right?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and so it's kind of
they're dreaming, but they're dreaming while, you know, folding laundry and cleaning up, you know, the dishes.
Hey! I know you're kidding, but really, we're the ones that dream, and they support us in it. And that's, I mean, this is kind of a thank you.
Yeah.
Right? For all the back of house work, and no pun intended with that, but I mean, like, all the supportive shit that they do for us that allow, like, the three of us to go out and pursue the things that we want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's a good song. I think we should play that for them.
Yeah.
Yes, we should. They deserve to hear it, right?
Right.
Yeah, before they ask us to do more chores around the house and we make up excuses.
Oh, do you need help?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, you're done? Oh, shit. All right, well, let me know next time.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
I just always fold them wrong.
Oh, fuck. But, I mean...
It's called weaponized incompetence.
Oh my god, that's fucking awful. Weaponized incompetence.
Hashtagging that later.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it's easier to do when you're, you know, your wife's very particular about things. It's not like, oh, it's folded. She's like, it's not folded right.
Yeah.
So I'm all like,
that sounds like a you problem, babe.
Like, yeah. It's like, I'll do laundry, but I'm gonna do laundry my way.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Bar of soap and throw it in there.
What the fuck, Bradley? I mean, look, we all pull that shenanigan that we were just talking about every once in a while, but a bar of fucking soap? Are you serious? Yeah. Try at least a little harder. My God, dude. Honestly, like, I'm not sure how your wife is, Moosh, but, like, I've been smacked by Brad's wife.
I remember the smack.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, we were out to dinner, the four of us, and I was pelted. But you know, we have an understanding, Brad's wife and I.
Yeah, it's all surface level.
It's surface level. It's a love-hate relationship.
You guys love pissing each other off.
Yes, we do. And I'm glad that she is game for that, because it makes for a good time. But really, all I'm saying with this song is that, like, the supportive spouses, husband or wife, need to hear it before the dishes need to be done. We need to show our appreciation. All right, that's all I'm saying. I think it's a good track that does that.
It is good. His voice is so good too.
I love everything from City in Color.
It probably.
I'll just listen to his entire discography on a drive. I don't give a fuck, man. It's so.
Plus his cover
soothing
of
and good
Nutshell.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
If it was on Spotify, I don't think I would ever take it off any of my playlists.
Yeah.
It's one of my all-time favorite covers.
Yep. Yep. It's on YouTube. You can find it on YouTube, folks.
Yeah, it is a good cover. God, there's a lot of songs that we would play on here more if we had access to what's on YouTube, like the acoustic version of Snuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, even without that stuff, I mean, I got to say, I wasn't expecting this with a folk playlist, but like this playlist is fucking banging so far.
One of our
best.
It
really is. Yeah.
And I like that, you know, it's basically all new stuff. I mean, I got a legend coming up that's pretty unknown, but like the Dylans and.
If it was just Dylan, it'd be like, okay, can we get someone who can sing? Yeah.
No, but seriously, like, you know, Dylan was all about the message, but it's cool that we have all these new artists that even my picks I barely knew, but I do know this one. And Brad, your last track was kind of like Dylan a little bit.
It had some Dylan-esque to it.
Reminiscent, like the 1960s, right?
Yeah, very.
Yeah, very, very much. And so my next artist, I have an artist from the 60s that is my favorite artist. And this guy and Bob Dylan were actually really good friends. But at the same time, he was giving Bob Dylan a run for his money. And this guy, his poetry is stellar, but his message is direct. But I'm not going to play one of his political songs, although he has just amazing politically driven songs. I'm going to do a song called The Highwayman, which is adapted from a early 1900s poem from Alfred Noyes. This is The Highwayman, and the artist is Phil Oakes. So a song adapted from a poem. This guy's voice is just haunting, okay, dude, but like the guitar moves.
The guitar was fantastic. What I want to say is, of all the songs we've heard thus far, and I'm going to say probably the next two songs that we have on our list today,
mm-hmm,
this is the folkiest of folk and folk songs that we've got on the list.
The whole fucking song. No, you're right, and probably the reason for that, it paints a great picture. It's probably because it's from a poem.
Yeah.
Right? Like I said, Alfred Noyes, and it takes place in Britain, and it's about a man who is trying to come back to his lover, you know, the farmer's daughter, Bess, and the redcoats come in and fucking kill his love interest, and he hears it, he comes riding back, finds her dead, goes riding out himself with his rapier high, and ends up getting slain himself. But he ends up getting killed too, right?
The December Seva song that's very similar to this, that's kind of loosely based on the same storyline.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't remember what the song is off the top of my head, but I know like it the story sounds so familiar. I mean, it sounds like a common story, but
yeah.
I think the song,
specifically with this one, like it just takes me to exactly where this is. Like I can very clearly see what
you mentioned that it takes you somewhere. Mm-hmm. Where did this take you?
Like revolutionary times in London.
Oh, okay.
I mean, to me, he's talking about redcoats and things like that. It just, that's where it takes me, but I can see like everything, the white smoke. Of the horse behind him and all of that. Like, it's extremely vivid. And that's, I've talked about Transporting before. He does it perfectly.
It reminded me like a bit of like The Doors, because Jim Morrison used to take poems and write them and into songs. But where it took me, like, and this is this doesn't happen often when I'm listening to songs, but you always say it transports you either to like a live concert or some specific area that you would imagine.
A music video.
Yeah, you see the music video or something like that. For me, this song took me to some like late 60s bungalow where like there's weird, funky art on the wall. It's the end of the night. Everyone's kind of coming down from their weird psychedelic party high. And you just have Phil Oakes playing this song. So, and everyone's just kind of like
a live performance.
Right. Everyone's kind of like coming down from the high and chilling out from, you know, the LSD trip. And everyone's just like, oh, I'm having a good time. Everyone's about ready to just like kind of like lull to sleep. But like there's still a lot of bright colors around because it's the fucking, it's very Austin Powers 1960s. But after all the fucking, you know. The cocaine has worn off, yeah.
Well, I mean, there was plenty of cocaine back then, but I don't think...
I don't know. I've never been there.
I haven't been there either, but I don't think that's exactly... I don't know. I mean, hey, as long as it took you somewhere.
Right. Well, you had mentioned Phil Oakes not only on our... was it Lyrics you said we had him on?
I think so.
But when we had Ron Allen on the show for Portland...
Portland?
You brought up Phil Oakes, and he knew Phil Oakes.
Yes. He is the only person that has actually known who this fucking artist
He's
is.
Like, oh, yeah, I know Phil Oakes. I remember the conversation we had exactly. It was fucking almost a year ago now, but...
I forgot, but you just reminded me. Ron is the only person to this day that knows who that is.
Yeah, Ron probably saw Phil Oakes at one point or another. I don't know, but so fucking he's jealous. Definitely seen the Beatles. We talked about that. That was incredible.
Yeah.
Like he lived through the 60s, and it was such a pleasure to talk to Ron. And I mean, if I can get
through the 60s, man.
I was just trying to figure out what the fuck a purple moor is.
It's like a field of like flowers.
Yeah, I googled it. I had to.
I was like, a moor is like
I was just thinking about the Kevin Costner
Waterworld
movie. What it? Robin Hood.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this racist?
What?
No. A moor. Because those were the moors. The first area you go to is the blood moor.
I don't pay attention to that shit. So I had to Google what a moor is. Dude, and then Jesus I did. Christ. And I'm like, it's a nice little hill with purple flowers. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah, it's scenery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so consumed with that. was like, I didn't get to transport anywhere. I could have been frolicking amongst the purple moors.
He spent all
this
time on fucking Google trying to figure out what a moor was.
Is this racist? Not even paying attention to the beautiful lyrics.
But I just heard purple moor, and I kept thinking of that's what they called the guys, the moors, in Robin Hood. I'm like, I don't think that's right. I don't think that's what the song's about.
I haven't seen that movie in a long time. I don't even remember that. But yeah, no, that's not it.
I heard purple moor, and I immediately started. That was like stuck in my head. I was like, what is this? What is this? Let's Google it.
Jesus Christ, man.
Ask Siri.
Whose turn is it?
It's Brad.
Brad.
It is my turn.
Yeah, can you come out of your like anti-racial trance?
I got.
For fuck's sake, and tell us what the hell we were playing.
There's no purple moors in this, but there is a river.
Oh, well, thank God.
Forevermore.
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 Quote the Raven.
There is the Ha River Ballad by Matt Heckler. And I don't know if it's a violin or a mandolin or what kind of stringed instrument it is, but he plays the shit out of it.
Well, what's a ha? Now I gotta fucking Google.
I don't know what a
ha
river
is
either.
It sounds racist. We should be careful.
I don't know. Yeehaw River Ballad.
Yes. Damn, does he play the shit out of that?
Yeah, I think that was a fiddle. I could be wrong. I think it was a fiddle, might have been a mandolin. Either way, yes, he played the shit out of it.
I'm gonna say that I didn't like that at all.
You didn't?
No, dude, I don't know. It was just like all I could focus on. I tried listening to lyrics. I tried focusing. Oh, is that a violin or a banjo? Like, there's a banjo. There's definitely a banjo. There's definitely a violin and a fiddle. But all I could hear is a do 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 do. All I heard was the bass the entire time, and I tried so hard to focus on literally anything else. And I don't know. Maybe it's just the studio headphones. Maybe it's just our high def, high quality, you know, equipment that we have in the studio. But
you guys have.
Yeah, Brad doesn't.
We have. I have. But all I heard was do 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 do, and I was like, "Oh my god, just fucking!"
How could you not pay attention to anything else? Like you're so focused on the low end, but there's so much high going on.
No, what it was doing was like I was like, I need something else to focus on. I can't.
Yes,
this
is
productive music for me. I can't listen to this and focus on the music. There's like I gotta be creative with something else. Like I was like,
it's like listening to Tool.
I gotta create something. I was like, I better check my Instagram. What's going on
he's
on the internet?
Blowing this shindig.
This is a hoedown. Oh, well, it could be a shindig, possibly.
Maybe a hootenanny.
Maybe a hootenanny.
I don't know if it was a hootenanny. It felt like a hootenanny.
It felt like something, but... Yeah.
How
could you only focus on that, Moose? Yeah. It makes no sense.
I mean, I don't know if you saw me. I mean, audience didn't see me, but I was going back and forth. So like
just rocking,
playing the jugs.
And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. Like, I was just, it was too much for me.
And
it was only 2.5 minutes long. It's the shortest song. The shortest song we've had on the playlist. And it took forever. Holy shit, that song was so long.
I think you probably don't like bluegrass then.
Okay, there's a fine line between like bluegrass and Dixie. Like, I love me some Dixie.
No, this is straight bluegrass.
Yeah,
like,
this felt like bluegrass.
Yeah.
There's like hay laying around everywhere and it's unkept and unclean. And nobody knows how to use a broom. That's what it felt like.
The Apple Dumpling Gang kind of country.
Apple Dumpling?
I don't get it.
See, you guys aren't country enough.
Oh, is he trying to gaslight us again?
You ain't country enough.
Is he gaslighting us
I think he is. I think that's what he's trying to do.
I've never gaslit you guys.
Oh,
once.
You motherfucker.
That's a goddamn lie.
Goddamn, you're gaslighting right now. Gaslight about gaslight.
I will say this. I'm so... We need to do a country episode.
I'm all about the country. That's fine. We can do
Are
country.
You
if you, as long as you don't play any more of this garbage.
Yeah, you're not really proving your case right now, Moosh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm down.
You're gonna need two more songs.
Down low. Put some music on it,
because the boys around here drinking that ice cold beer.
Ice cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna bring some culture back Jesus. Into this episode because I don't. I'm not
only are you starting to start like Brad. Yes, you're being mean about Brad's pick.
I know, well, I know, and I hate that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that I didn't like that song, Paul so River good. Ballad by Matt Heckler. I wish I knew what he was saying. Wasn't paying attention to his lyrics at all.
Jesus fuck.
You got was obsessed he? With the jug.
Ooh, oh, ooh, ooh, I was ooh, staring ooh. At the jugs the entire time. Okay.
Moose, their eyes are up here. Look here.
You're going to hear that in your dreams tonight. You're just gonna
oh, it's going to haunt me for the next week and a half.
Haunted jugs.
I'm gonna sit down at the piano and try and write a song, and it's just going to be like, burr, 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 burr. I'm like, ah, fuck. Goddamn fifths everywhere I look.
Vodka.
All right. Let's bring some folk culture uh-huh. to the episode. I'm gonna close this out with
hold on, Moose. I think I can introduce this for you.
Now you need to shut the fuck up. We've done enough. So the milk carton kids, we've had it on the show before. You've given me some razzle dazzle about mm-hmm. them. You've done enough damage.
Have I?
I Only See the Moon is their latest album, came out this year, 2023, and is nominated for the Best Folk Album Grammys.
All right, hold on. Before we play this, I just want to point something out, Moose.
You can point out whatever the fuck you want.
I want to point out that I'm the one that texted you and told you that they were nominated for this Grammy, yeah. right? And I sent you a text message and it said, holy shit, MCK got nominated... for a Grammy.
Okay. That's a fair point. You said MCK.
And you thought it was fucking MGK. Like I like Machine Gun Kelly. I was so fucking disappointed, but I was double disappointed because after that little mishap with you, I went into my wife and I'm like, woman, you're not gonna believe this shit. I texted Moose. When I say MCK, who do you think I mean? And she thought about it. She's like, Machine Gun Kelly? She did the same fucking thing, dude. I'm not even a fan. You fucking people, dude. Jesus Christ.
I believed you when you said MG. When I read MGK, yes. You said MCK.
I did.
When I read MGK, I believed you because I was like, well, he's been kicked out of hip hop. He's been kicked out of alternative. He's been kicked out of post-punk. What else is there to go?
It's a folk music.
I 100% thought that Machine Gun Kelly had a folk album. And I was like, he's been nominated? By who?
Now I wish that was true because that would be fucking... Oh, that's
the funniest fucking thing.
That's actually very funny to fucking think about. I wish that was the case.
And we all hate him.
We all do. We all hate Machine Gun.
We all genuinely hate him.
Genuinely, Machine Gun Kelly, Kid Rock is... Yeah, God, they're at the top of my list. I appreciate Aerosmith more.
I won't go that far.
Oh, come on, dude.
I 100%.
Dude, I'm sorry. I hate Aerosmith's music. Oh, my God. I hate the two people I mentioned as people, too. Like, they're fucking awful.
Okay.
Not to break the fourth wall, but he's looking for an MGK song to put on here.
I would. Oh, my God. If he had a country.
Well, the cover of Misery Business.
No, fucking kill me.
Well,
I would sooner die than listen to that song again.
Never.
I'll
again.
Listen to Aerosmith over that again.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. The no, Milk Carton Kids.
All right.
MCK. Milk Carton Kids. Their latest album that released in 2023 is called I Only See the Moon and is nominated for a Grammy. I love the Milk Carton Kids. We've brought them up before on the show. One of my favorite artists. The song I chose off of this album is called Starshine, and it is an absolute gem of a song. Oh, nice and relaxing. I love this new album. It's so... It stays true to the Milk Carton Kids, and you can hear their like signature sound that they have, and it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful album.
Mm-hmm.
Recommend, highly recommend.
I mean, Yeah, it was okay. I don't really have much more to say about.
Good talk. Yeah, good. This is a great conversation. No, this is fine. No, I'll just. It's fine.
When you guys talk about milk carton kids, I always expect some smart assery to go on. So yeah. I was, you know, sitting here.
Smart assery.
I'm just trying to stay true to the stance that I have taken for the last 15 or so years on this band. No, overall, honestly, it was good. They're great guitar players. You know, Joey Ryan has a great voice. Kenneth Pattingill, his guitar playing is nuts. And I watched that whole concert of these guys on that Quello thing that we talked about on the anniversary episode. And really, I'm just keeping this up because this is the first argument we had. And if you guys want to hear that, it's either on episode 2 acoustic, or if you listen to our anniversary episode from like a month ago, you'll hear a recap of that argument. But overall, no, they are talented. Michigan is an amazing song.
Yeah, I agree.
Dude, I mean this. They're both very fucking talented.
Yes, they are.
They are. I'll give them that.
And I hope they get a fucking Grammy. Not that really means anything. I don't know. I just don't keep up with the fucking
awards. It's a nice paperweight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they...
It decorates your shelf pretty well.
If I won a Grammy, I'd be pretty stoked.
We all would, Bradley, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No.
So, look, the Milk Carton Kids, they're not in a very popular genre. Like, folk is not extreme. It's not pop. It's not rock. It's not even metal, right? But I can only assume that for two guys that have been touring like crazy for the last, like, I don't know, 11, 12 years, that if they just being nominated, I guarantee you they popped a bottle of fucking champagne and were celebrating just to be nominated. If they win, they're going to fucking lose it. But it would be amazing to see them accept an award, right? Like, that would be fucking nuts to see those guys on TV, like, especially for you, Moose. So we can sit back and say, you know, Grammy and award shows aren't really what they used to be. They're just not. Like, the Oscars used to be something I look forward to every year. The Grammys, the same thing, but it's just, I don't know. I would think for an artist that has never had a claim like that for these two and the journey that they've been on, it would be fucking, it would be one of the greatest moments of their lives. It would have to be.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I hope they get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. And I mean, that was a good song, Moosh. I haven't listened to anything else from them. But,
what? After all the fucking shit you've given me, you haven't listened to anything?
No, that's why I keep giving you
You're
shit.
You're a fucking hack. You know what? Brad, what are we doing next week? You and I, Brad, because Mike is no longer on the show.
Oh, come on.
Shit.
Who's going to steer you two ADD fucks?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mike. Brad and I were talking. Brad, what are we doing next week?
Same thing we do every week.
Trying to take over the world.
Pinky and the brain.
Fuck. I missed that show. Anyway, this has been a great fucking playlist today, dude. Yeah. Like,
this is okay. So overall, this was a fantastic playlist.
One of our best, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I could easily add all of these tracks to a new playlist and then start just letting Spotify recommend new artists or add more songs from these artists and build upon it.
Hopefully it doesn't recommend the Haw River Ballad for
you. It'll haunt him.
Yes, it will.
9 out of 10 song, 90% of the episode was fantastic. And that's a you can't go wrong with 90%. That's a good average. It's an A. A solid A.
Well, and
you're graduating college.
And for us, you're right. And as far spread out as our musical preferences are, dude, if we can have 90% bangers on a playlist, like, it's been a good fucking night if it, you know, 9 out of 10 tracks are bangers for the three of us.
Yep.
Dude. That was, yeah, great fucking
I would
list.
Say that, like, in the 2010s, remember when we did our decades of cuts and you're like, I don't know anything about 2010. I don't know why you sound like Adam Sandler. 2010s had a great revival of folk music.
Really?
Yeah, no, there was a ton of folk music that came out in the 2010s. It was like with the rise of
Mumford and Sons.
Mumford and Sons. Yeah.
I was
assholes.
So happy to see that none of you put that on there.
I quarrel with Mumford and Sons because the music is good.
They're Imagine Dragons of folk.
Thank you. That is 100% accurate. It's good. It's fine. But you kind of dive a little deeper and there's like no substance.
There's
there.
No depth. You there's can't no dive depth. Deeper.
It's just surface level folk, which makes zero sense.
You know what's crazy? And I can't remember where I read this. I just remember reading an article a long time ago and I was surprised to see that they quoted Zeppelin as like their inspiration.
No, they just liked that band and they couldn't think of anything else.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you one thing I actually did enjoy. I think it was on Acoustics, which was episode 2. The last time I actually had Phil Oakes on here, they did a cover of one of their songs. Moose, you remember? Yeah. Like I put that on here. It actually wasn't bad. It was a decent fucking cover. I was surprised.
Mm.
There's not going to be any convincing you, Brad.
Right? Could have been worse.
Oh, well, I mean, that's backwards compliment. But anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed our playlist today. We had at least 9 out of 10 banging tracks on our Falcon Folk playlist.
Folk, yeah.
So as always, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at TheCutMusic1 for everything else, TheCutMusic.com. This is a great playlist. We're still doing, you know, people are traveling. It's a good...
Go on a fishing trip. Put it on.
Go on a fishing... Yes! Yep. That's perfect.
Grab yourself an acoustic guitar and here's Wonderwall.
Well, not sure why that was. All right. Well, anyway, we've been your hosts, Mike and
the Moosh,
and Brad.
And Brad. I went for the high note there.
Yeah, you did. I wasn't expecting that, but anyway, we will see you guys next week. Peace.
Later.